Who said this was a war? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We just got finished learning a big lesson, right? That it's bad to evade the truth.
This was me doing a dumb thing and doing it repeatedly and then lying about
it. This is fresh in our minds, right? Okay, well, the War Powers Act says if a president commits U.S. forces without permission from Congress, he has to pull out in 90 days. In the case of Libya, those 90 days are up on Sunday. But White House spokesman Jay Carney says that law doesn't apply to Libya because what's going on in Libya isn't a war.
U.S. forces are playing a constrained supporting role in a multinational coalition whose operations are both legitimized by and limited to the terms of a U.N. Security Council resolution.
We're playing a constrained supporting role. We're just one of the extras who happens to be in 75% of the scenes. And that's why we don't have to pull out on Sunday. Some members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, aren't buying it because they see another multi-billion dollar nation-building experiment unfolding here, and they figure two of them are enough. And as a result of this tap dance, CBS correspondent Alan Pizzi says Muammar Gaddafi is checking his watch.
Gaddafi showing increasing signs of thinking that there may be time's on his side. That's a reference to the War Powers Act.
So by dancing around the law, the president has encouraged Gaddafi to dig in. How do we get into these situations? And in the meantime, the supporting role continues.
We just heard a large explosion, and I can see in the distance a large cloud of smoke.
By the way, I'm betting those are not bombs, but more like persuasion poppers. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.